This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The cod is iconic in this part of the country. Cod fishing was the most lucrative trade here around the American Revolution, and since then it's given generations of families a solid source of income. But now, the cod that once flourished in the Gulf of Maine are frighteningly scarce. The primary causes? The ocean is warming and cod thrive in the cold. Also, fishermen have been allowed to pull too many cod from the sea. Federal and state marine researchers say the population of cod now is only 3 or 4% of what's considered healthy. As a result, they've nearly banned fishing for cod in New England. That's put lifelong fishermen out of business. Many of those who remain say the science is wrong and government regulators are wrong to act on it.
It's not a joke. You destroyed our lives. You destroyed families' lives. Not one in two. Hundreds of families that benefited from this industry, from the friggin' ice companies, to the wharfs, to the fish dealers, to the truckers, to the supermarkets, to our churches that are friggin' empty now. And you toss these people's knowledge and their culture and their heritage aside like it was nothing. Nothing.
That's Sam Sanfilippo, born in Gloucester to a fishing family. He gave it all up and now sells used bicycles and makes furniture to get by. He's one of the fishermen featured in a new documentary, Sacred Cod. The film is airing this Thursday on Discovery Channel. One of the producers is Boston Globe reporter David Abel. David, I'm wondering for you, since you have covered this story for years as a print reporter, if there was something in making a documentary that gave you a different kind of perspective.
I think when you look at the story unfold over a long period of time and you see the changes in the people's lives that you're covering, you understand that bureaucratic decisions have a deep impact on people's lives. I felt like we needed to look more deeply to understand what caused the federal government to take this precipitous action of essentially banning all cod fishing and understand more clearly the perspective of the fishermen who continue to this day to argue that the federal government is wrong in their estimates of the cod population.
So that explains what we see in this one particular part of the film. This is another Gloucester fisherman, Joe Orlando, who's out on his boat and he pulls up from the water a huge net full of flopping fish. And he spills it out on the floor by his feet. It's a really good catch.
That's all cod and flounders. Now, according to the government, these fish don't exist. We could do this all day long, all year long.
When he says, according to the government, these fish don't exist, who's he talking about? Who's on the other side the way he sees it?
Well, he's saying that the science just fails to see all of the cod that he's seeing. But cod tend to, as we hear in the film, aggregate in certain areas, especially during the time when they spawn. And the fishermen know where they aggregate.
This point was made by John Bullard, who's a regional administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the fisheries division there. As you suggest, he understands why the fishermen are so convinced that there are plenty of cod out there. Let's hear from him.
When you get very low levels of cod, those few cod tend to aggregate. And fishermen are smart, and they know where those aggregations are. And they say, I see lots of fish. And scientists survey whole areas, and they see those aggregations, but they see also vast areas where there are no cod.
It's still unclear, though, because the fishermen, if anybody knows the conditions out there, you would think it would be the fishermen who go out every single day, and you would think it would be in their best interest to figure out where their livelihood is going to be and where their children's livelihood is going to be. What's the disconnect there?
It depends on the fishermen. Some fishermen think that the federal government just isn't getting it quite right. And then there are others who are willing to acknowledge that the state of cod is in major decline. They can make money in other areas, like the scallop fishery, for example, is incredibly lucrative now. And the lobster fishery is also quite lucrative, but you have to have permits for those fisheries.
You mentioned scallops. The film goes into dogfish and how some fishermen have refitted their boats for the dogfish market because there are so many dogfish in the sea right now, and there's a developing restaurant market for them. Why don't more cod fishermen do that?
Well, it is really expensive to change the way your boat is geared up to fish for different kinds of species. And the price that you can get for dogfish is much less. The economic value is much less than cod. And you have to catch a lot more dogfish to essentially cover your bills and expenses than you would for cod.
The film Sacred Cod follows a local fisherman, Troy Brock, as he packs his bag for another trip out to sea. He can't imagine finding a new career.
Fishing changed my life because before fishing, all I did was get myself in trouble and in and out of jail. My last time in jail, I spent 8 months for something I did drunk, stupid. I wanted to turn my life around and become a better person. Fishing was a big part of that. And I'm going to continue doing that. Because I grew up, I didn't have much. And I just wanted to give my family a little more than what I had.
But as the film unfolds, we see that Mike Leary, the captain of the boat Brock has fished on for years, has decided to give up on the industry.
The boat's for sale, and if I do sell this boat, which I have two people interested in, I'm not going to buy another one. I'm going to move on and pursue something else out of fishing. I mean, we've chased boats to try to make it work. We've gone through 5 boats in 7 years trying to make it work.
So, David, look at the future then and tell us about the possibility of the population of cod in this area regenerating, because it's been done in other places. It was done in Newfoundland in the Canadian Maritimes. Could that happen here?
Yes. With the right government management, things can improve. There was a long time where there was a lot of concern about the health and the future of the economy in Newfoundland, and now cod surveys have shown that the population is now rebounding, perhaps exponentially there. And so there is hope.
There's hope, except for one thing, climate change. With the waters warming here, how much hope is there for the future of replenishment of the cod stock here?
Scientists say that the Gulf of Maine has warmed at a rate faster than just about any other body of water on the planet. And that warming has been harmful to cod. It's possible that if there are closures and a limited amount of pressure on the species, their numbers could indeed bounce back.
Thank you very much for coming in. David Abel, Boston Globe reporter and one of the producers of the film Sacred Cod, along with Steve Liss and Andy Laub. The film debuts Thursday night on Discovery Channel. It's a really nice film, David. Thank you.
Thank you.